Shalom to all. Today's office is Chulin Daf Yud, and we are talking about the seventh line with the words Tanan Hasam. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So in the previous Gemara we had brought this discussion of Gilui. That's when we have a liquid which is left open, and the Chashash is that a snake came and drank from it, left its venom inside, and now obviously it's very dangerous. So you can't drink from it. That could cause death. Leilenu. Therefore, no drinking this liquid that was left open. So we just continue discussing this for a little bit. Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah over there. Maseches Chumos Gilu Mashkin Asum Shem Gilui. There's three different liquids that are also because of Gilui if they're left open. Mayim V'Yayin V'Chalav. Of water, wine, and milk. Now, kami yeshuv yasurin. How long do they have to be left open for? And then their aser. The answer is k'deshi yitzah rachash makom karev v'yishta. The amount of time it takes for the rachash, which means the sheretz, that's specifically referring to the snake, it has to be able to come from a close by place and drink. And the question is v'kam makom karev. How close is a close by place? So Amar Yitzchak Rav Yehuda. The answer is k'deshi yitzah mitachas oizen kli v'yishta. For him to be able to come out from under the ear or the handle of the kli and drink, which means you have to assume that there's a little snake hole right underneath where the kli is, and it just could pop out from there and drink. Ask the Gemara, hold on. Yishta hakachazile. If all you have to do is wait the amount of time for it to drink, that means that it's still there and then you're able to see it. Answer the Gemara, you're right. El yishta v'yachzer l'chayroi. It has to be enough time for it to be able to come out of its hole, drink, and then go back to its hole. Then it's also because of giloi. And going back to discuss more sugyas of shchita. And if you remember, we had brought up the concept of chazaka, this halachic presumption that we go based off of the last known status of whatever the thing is that we're discussing. And so here we're going to continue talking about that. The Gemara tells us stated, a person shechted with a knife, paguma, and later on it turned out that it had a nick. Now we know that if the knife had a nick in it, a pegam, and was shechted with, so that's problematic. The animal's puzzle can't be eaten, and that's because instead of it cutting the simonim, it tears them, it rips them, because there's a nick in the knife. And so over here, the question is as follows. We know that when the shechet picked up the knife to shecht with it, it was perfectly fine, there were no nicks. However, he didn't check it right after the shechita, he only checked the knife a couple hours later, let's say. The question is, when did this nick happen on the knife? So here we're gonna have machlekes. Amar Rav Huna tells us, afilu shibra batzam is kol hayom. Even if the entire day he was using this knife to break bones of an animal, psula, that animal that he had checked previously is still possible. Why? Chashinin shem ba'arnif gama. We have to be chayshesh that the knife got a nick on the skin of the animal right before the shechita, as he's cutting through the skin of the animal before he gets to the simanim, it got a nick over there, as that means the shechita is possible. Whereas Reb Chisda Amar, he says, no, ksheira, the animal that he had shechted is kosher. Shem batzim nifkama, because it most probably got a nick on one of the bones, and therefore the animal's kosher. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Huna Kishmaitse, we understand Rav Huna is l'shitasai. Rav Huna had said before on Amud Al for the previous Gemara that an animal's becheskes iser, achi deil chabim anishchata. And over here we have a suffix, so therefore the animal just stays with its original chazaka. And Rav Chisda, my taima, what's Rav Chisda's reasoning? So Rav Chisda, he'll answer you, etzem vade paigem. A bone for sure will make a nick in a knife, but or suffix paigem, suffix le paigem. The hide of the animal, it only maybe will make a begima, maybe not, and therefore have a safeku vadai. That turns out that we have one situation which is a suffix, it's a doubt, and we have another situation which is a vadai, it's a definite, and main suffix must be de vadai. We don't take the suffix situation and use that to knock away the vadai, and therefore we stick with the vadai. It most definitely got a nick on a bone, and therefore the shechita that was done a couple hours ago is kosher. Our Muslim Rav Lusila Rav Huna, Rav brings the following as a question on Rav Chisda, which turns out to be a raya for Rav Huna. This has to do with a person going to the mikvah. We know that there cannot be any chatzitza, there can't be anything on his body which is going to prevent the mikvah water from getting to it. For example, paint or dirt or something like that. So what does this brisa tell us? Taval, the fellow went to the mikvah, va'allah, and he came up, and then a couple hours later, let's say, v'nimtza al davar chaytzetz, he finds something on him which is a chatzitza, let's say paint, for example. Even if, after he went to the mikvah, he was dealing with this all day long, he was painting and doing who knows what with paint, still, his tefillah does not count for him until he's able to say, barili, it's clear to me that I did not have this on me before going to the mikvah. Now, what do we see from here? Says Rava, over here, he for sure went to the mikvah, that's the vadai, but it's only a suffix whether or not he had this chatzitza on him. Nonetheless, we see that the suffix is taking away from the vadai, and we say that his tevila is not valid. That would be the same thing in the case of the shechita. So the response is, no, that's not a raya. Shani Hasam, that case is different. We could come with a different chazaka. The chazaka is that this person was for sure tamei, so that's his last known chazaka. Keep him with that chazaka that he's tamei, and Mamela will say that he never went to the mikvah, and that's why machmer in that case, and therefore it's not suffix being ma'itzmidei vadai. So the response to that that right away is, fine, Hachanami, why don't we say the same thing over here? Hamid Behemachas Kasa, why don't we say the animal is with its original chazaka of Emer Loi Nishchata and say that it wasn't shechted properly? Ask the Gemara, what's that supposed to mean? Hare Shchut Lefanecha, it's shechted right in front of you. We see a clearly shechted animal. The Gemara says, fine, Hachanami, so to hear in the case of the Tevila, Hare Tava Lefanecha, we see that he was Tavil in the mikvah. We were with him, we saw him go to the mikvah. So you want to know, because Hayaslida Bei Reisa, there's Reisa, there's a big question mark that's come from his Tevila because now he has this chatzitza on him. So the Gemara, fine, Hachanami, so to hear by Shchita, there's also Reisa because we found a nick in the knife. So again, there should be no difference between the Shchita and Tevila case. Says the Gemara, no. Sakin Israel Behema La Israel. The knife has a Reisa in it, but the animal doesn't have a Reisa in it. In other words, the difference between the Tevila case and the Shchita case is that in the case of the Tevila, person himself, who is Tevil, he has Reisa on him. The Chatzitza is on him. So that's why the whole Tevila becomes a Safek, and therefore we put him back on his original Chazaka that he was Tameh. Whereas in the case of the animal is perfectly fine. It was Shechted, it's laying here, Shechted perfectly fine, the Simanim look okay, and it's only later on we discovered a Reisa in the knife, not in the animal, but in the knife. Therefore, that doesn't make a Reisa on the animal, and the animal would be okay. That would be a difference between these two cases. However, we continue asking, Meisvei, we have a case discussing shechting a bird. Now, something unique about a bird, which we're going to be talking about later on as well, but it's important to know over here, that both simanim do not have to be shechted. Only one of them has to be shechted properly. And that's the case over here. Shechres aveshet, he shechted the veshet, va'achar kach nishpta gargaris, and afterwards the gargaris, which is another word for the kane, the trachea, that got ripped out of its place, ksheir in the bird's kosher, because one simon was shechted perfectly fine. What about the other way around? Nishpta gargaris, va'achar shechres aveshet, let's say first the gargaris got ripped out of its place, and then he shechted the veshet, psula it's possible, because the animal's trafed up before the shechita happened. But now here's the case which is the important one. Shechres aveshet, v'nimtzes hagargaris shmuta. He shechted the veshet, and then he discovered that the gargaris was pulled out of its place. It's not known if it was pulled out of place before Shechita or after Shechita. What's the din? This is a story of Amru, and they said, "Call Safek b'Shechita pasul. Any Safek b'Shechita is pasul." Now the question is, "Call Safek b'Shechita lasu yemai." What are we coming to include with this lashon of "Call Safek b'Shechita"? I should have just said, "Zehayimaisa upaslu." It was a story, and they pasled it. Why give this very elaborate explanation? "Call Safek b'Shechita pasul." It must be that it's coming to include some other case. My love, lasuik haigavna, isn't referring to this case that we've been discussing previously, where Safek happened not with the animal itself, but with the knife that was used to shech the animal. That's our situation where we found a nick on the knife, let's say a couple hours later, and still that's called a Safek b'Shechita, which is pasul. Says Gemara and Loi, that's not what it's talking about. Lasui Safek Shah, Safek Daras, is going to include if there was a Safek, but maybe the Shechet was over Shehiyah, he waited a little bit, he paused, or he was over Drisa, he pushed down instead of just cutting, and that type of Safek is pasul. We further clarify, Yoram Abez on top, Umayshna, what's the difference? The answer is, Hasam Isli the Ba Reyes of Behema, Hacha, Sakin Israel, Behema, Laisrael. Over there in all those cases, there was a problem with the animal itself. That's where the question mark, the reisa, is. Whereas over here in our case we're discussing, the reisa is in the knife that was used to shecht it, not in the animal, and therefore there still is a possibility to say that the animal itself is kosher. Now, bottom line, that we're machmir, that the animal's no good if the knife was never used to break any bones, and that the animal is okay, if he did break a bone with it, and that's a simple understanding. However, the Gemara now asks, Rav Chizda, that's mashma that in Rav Chizda himself, that he's makel across the board, afal gav deloy shibur ba etzem, even though the knife was not used to break any bones after the shechita was done, still he's makel and he holds the animal's kosher. So the question obviously is, el b'may ifkim, so then how did the knife get a nick? If he wasn't chopping bones with it, so it didn't get a nick from a bone, how did it get a nick that you're still able to say that the shechita was kosher and the nick happened only afterwards? The answer is, ema ba'etzem de mafrekes ifkim, we could say that it got a pagam from the mafrekes. This is the neck bone. It's basically the top of the spinal column. That's in the back of the neck. And so when you shecht an animal from the front of the neck, if the knife goes all the way through and all the way down to the back of the neck, it actually hit the mafrekes, and that's a hard bone, which could have given it a nick. However, it doesn't pasul the shechita, which was just done, and that's where Chizda is relying on. And we continue discussing this. There's a story of a tarf Rav Yosef ad tleser chevasa. Rav Yosef trafed up until 13 animals, which means the knife was only checked after the last animal. They found a pagam in it, and Rav Yosef pasuled 13 animals. Now the question is, come on, who's this like? Rav Huna v'afil b'kamaisa. Would we say that he's going to shechitas Rav Huna, and that even the first animal that was shechted is pasul? Because we would assume that it got that pagam from the skin of the animal even before the first one was shechted. So the Gemara loy, not necessarily. Rav Chizda, it could be going like Rav Chizda. Ulebar mikamaisa, it was besides for the first one. The first animal that was shechted was kosher. Then we assume that it got a nick or pagam from the mafrekes of the first animal, and all the subsequent animals, they were the ones that Rav Yosef trafed up. V'by some alternative, we could say loy lam Rav Huna. That really Rav Yosef was going like Rav Huna, the Ikar of Chizda, because if you want to say it's like Rav Chizda, Michti, let's see. Mithla Talinon. Anyway, we have to have a Taliyah. We have to have some sort of excuse. We have to think of some sort of way how this knife got a nick in it. And therefore we ask on our Svara, Mimaidab Esmin to Mafrekas, the Kamaiso Ifkim, who says that this knife got a Pagam from the Mafrekas, this neck bone of the first animal, meaning after the Shechita, the first animal, that's when it got its nick. And therefore we're going to apostle all the other animals. Dilmal, Esmin to Mafrekas, the Basrais Ifkim. Maybe it only got this nick from the Mafrekas of the last animal, so really all the animals should be kosher. And because of that question, there's a real valid reason to be able to say that Rabbi Yosef was really going in Shitas Rav Huna, and that even the first animal is possible. We continue discussing this. Amar Rav Acha Brid Rav Ravashi, Rav Kahana, Matzach B'Dikuso Ben Kol Chada V'Chada. Rav Kahana, he required the knife to be checked in between every animal that's shechted. The question is, Kaman, who is this like? Rav Huna L'Misal Kamaisa? Is this going like Rav Huna? And the reason why the knife has to be checked is because we're going to passel even the first animal that was shechted if we find the nick in the knife, because we're going to say that it most probably came from the skin of the animal before the Shechita. So he says, why not necessarily true? Kerv Chizda, he's actually going Shechita Rav Chizda. Ulach Shurei Basraisa, it's just coming to be Machshir, all the subsequent animals. In other words, the reason why you have to check the knife in between Shechita of animals is because if you discover a nick on the knife after the Shechita, so then you'll be able to fix it up before shechting the other ones, and so the other ones could be Kasher. So he responds, Yachav, that's really so. It's required to be checked by a Chacham. As we've learned previously, a Chacham needs to check the knife before Shechita. So in between animals, it has to be checked. The Chacham should have to check it. So we answer no. Eid Echonom Bisurin. This is a classic concept we find throughout Chas, that one aid is trusted when it comes to an Isser. Not when we're talking about things that are more Chamer, such as Ishus or Arayus or other things like that, when it's just a regular Isser, such as something kosher treif. If you have a kosher aid, a good kosher Jew, so you could trust one person to tell you that it's okay. And it's the same thing over here with Shechita of the animal. We can trust the Shechin himself. We don't have to have the Chacham. Ask the Gemara, that's really so. Mekar Nami Loi. Then even originally, before he starts shechting, he shouldn't have to show his knife to a chacham, but we know he does. The answer to that is Amar Biyachan. Biyachan says Loi Amru Lahari Sakan Lachacham El Pnei Kvaydei Shel Chacham. That you're right. Really, Al Pi HaIkar Halacha, you don't have to show the knife to the chacham in order for your shechita to be kosher. The only reason to show it, says Rabbi Yochanan, is just to show kavod to the chacham of the town. But even if it's not done, the shechita is kosher. And specifically over here, when we're talking about shechting multiple animals in a row, the knife would only have to be shown to the chacham before shechting the first one. But all the subsequent shechitas don't require checking by the chacham. Just the shechin himself should check in between each one to make sure that a nick didn't happen. Now the Gemara asks an important question. Really, all questions of the Gemara are important, but it's what we would call a key or a core sugya. Minaha milsa da'am rabbanon uki milsa chazake. How do we know this thing the rabbanon say that we establish something on its chazaka? As we began today and we mentioned yesterday as well, that we go baser chazaka in many situations. How do we know that? How do we know that we could rely on its previously known status? Who said something didn't change in the middle? So Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar B'Yenison, he answers, that's because Amar Kar, the pasuk tells us as follows. This has to do with tsaras of houses. We know if a person sees something that looks like tsaras on his house, he calls the kohen down, and if the kohen determines that it's tsaras, so he's going to be seiger, he's going to close up the house for a week. Now, what does the pasuk tell us? V'yatza kohen ben abayas al pesach abayas. The kohen is going to leave the house to the entrance of the house. V'hizkiras abayas shivus yamim, and he should close off the house for 7 days. And here's the question: V'dilma adenafik v'asa. Perhaps as he's going out of the house, batzar le'shiura, the shear, the size of this tsaras on the wall of the house became smaller, and really, it's not tsaras anymore. So the kohen, in good conscience, just leave the house without knowing for sure that the size of the tsaras hasn't changed. El olav mishum damrin ukiya chazake. It must be, we say, we keep it with its chazaka. The kohen took a look at it a minute ago. It was the proper size of tsaras when he saw it. So now when he turns around and it takes him a minute to leave the house and he's about to be seiger it, he's able to keep it with its original chazaka that it was a minute ago, that it was the proper shear, and there's no chashashas. However, maskler Rachab Yaakov asks on this, how's that a raya? V'dilma kagon shiyasa derech ha-chayrav, de-kachazi leik hinofak. Maybe it's only referring to a case where he's walking out of the house backwards, that he sees the nega the entire time, and that way he knows it didn't change, and only then he's able to be seiger the house. And if not, maybe he's not allowed to. So there's no right that we rely on chazaka. However, Abaye told Rachab Yaakov, shtei tshuvas b'davar. I have two responses to what you're saying. Chada, first of all, the yitzia derech ha-chayrav lashma yitzia. Walking out backwards, that's not called yitzia. It says that he leaves the house. Well, how do you leave a house? You walk out like a normal person does. You don't walk out backwards, and so kain can't leave the house like this. And also, va'aid, furthermore, achayri hadelas Michael Memar. What are you going to say if the nega is behind the door? Even if you're going to say that it's okay to walk out backwards, if the nega is behind the door, the kain's not going to be able to see it. And v'chitim, if you're going to suggest the pasach be'kavsa that he should open up a window in the door, meaning cut a hole in the door so you could see through it to the nega. Well, v'tanan, we have a mishnah about negayim bias afel. If it's a dark house, ain paischem be'chaloyin is lersus negay. We don't open up windows to be able to see the nega. Meaning, when the person comes to the kain to say, look, I think I have a nega on my house, the kain comes and it's too dark. dark. There's simply not enough light to be able to see. Based off Joshua from Psukim, the Kohen does not light a candle, doesn't take a flashlight, he doesn't break open a hole in the wall to create a window so that he can have more light, and therefore it's not considered a nega. Same thing over here. We're not going to make a hole in the door to be able to see the nega, and so your suggestion of Acha Bar Yaakov is not relevant, and therefore this is a good raya for Chazaka. However, Amalei Rava, Rava told Abaye, not so quick. The Ka'amrit, that which you had said, Yitziyah Derech HaChayr of Lashma Yitziyah, going out backwards is not called going out. That's not true, because Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim Yichiach. The Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur will prove that going out of something backwards is okay. Tichsev Be Yitziyah, it says Yitziyah about the Kohen Gadol. This is when he's leaving the Kodesh Kedoshim. It says he's Yotzei. And Utanan was the Mishnah say, Yotze Uvalei Derech Nisasoi, that he goes out the same way he came in, which means he walks out of the Kodesh Kedoshim backwards, and that's still considered a Yitziyah. So actually, a Kohen could technically leave the house that a Nega's in backwards in order to be able to keep his eye on it the whole time. And furthermore, the comment that which you had said, that a house which is dark wouldn't open up windows in order to be able to see the nega better. Well, it's also not a good question, because Hanimili Hechadulai is Chazak. That's only before the Chazaka was created, meaning before the Kain actually even saw the nega. If he's trying to be able to see it better and therefore he needs to open a window or use a flashlight or a candle, he's not allowed to do that. And again, that's because before it was determined to be a nega, Aval Hechad is Chazak is Chazak. But if it already was determined to be a nega, which is in our case, the Kain simply leaving the house to close the door and be seiger it, well, there's already a chazaka, and then he maybe would be allowed to make a hole in the door to be able to keep his eye on the nega the whole time. So these refutations for Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said are actually not valid. We continue though, Tanya of Ubraisa, Deloik Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, which seems to be pretty clear, not like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, which means that we would have a source for chazaka from this pasuk regarding Saras. What does Ubraisa tell us? The pasuk says, V'yatzakim Rabbias, the Kohen leaves the house. Now, Yachal, you might think, Yelch Lesoich Beisoi V'yazgir, that the Kohen could go to his own house and be seiger the other Yid's house, meaning he doesn't have to do it right away. So to that, Tamalim, the pasuk says, El Pesach Habayis, he goes to the entrance of the house. Now, Pesach Habayis, if we just said Pesach Habayis, Yachal, you might think, Yamay Tachs HaMashka, if Yaskir, that he has to stand underneath the lintel, meaning he's within the door frame, and that's when he's Seiger, he closes off the house. So Tamalim, so the pasuk says, Min Habayis, he goes out of the house, Hachiyotza Min Habayis Kulai, he has to completely leave the house. Haketzad, so practically, house is done. I made Betzad HaMashka, if Umaskir, stands next to the lintel, meaning just outside the door frame, and that's how he's Seiger, that's how he closes off the house. And the Brisa continues, how do we know that if the Kohen ended up going to his house and then being Seiger the Yid's house, or he was within the house and he was Seiger it, how do you know that at the end of the day it's valid, meaning even though he shouldn't do this, but b'diavad it's okay? So to that, Talmud, the pasuk says, and we learn from here, mikol makom, either which way, if he was Seiger the house, he closed it off, he did what he was supposed to do, so it's officially closed off. Now, bottom line is, we see from here that if the Kohen totally left the house with the tzaras in it, went to his own home, and then was Seiger the house, it's still valid, it's considered sagur, closed off, and that's even though he took his eye off the nega and he has no idea what the nega looks like, and the only way that'd be able to be kosher is because we rely on chazaka that the size of the nega hasn't changed. However, the Gemara says still that's not a raya because of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. How do you explain this? Yud alfa mid alfa on top, can go into kaimi dar de gavre va'amri ki de kai kai. It could be referring to a situation where there was a whole assembly line of people going from the house that had the nega to the kain's house, and each person told the other, it's okay, it's still fine, it hasn't changed, everything's okay, nothing's changed, it's remained the same, and the Kohen gets that message, then he's Seiger the house, so this has nothing to do with relying on Chazaka, it's coming from a real 100% knowledge that we know that it hasn't changed, and therefore Rav Acha Bar Yaakov still has the ability to say that we do not learn Chazaka from here. We're going to stop here for the day, I pick up tomorrow with a similar discussion, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day!